비대면으로 예배하기 때문에 많은 분들이 참석을 못했습니다.
Because we're giving worship contact free, many people could not come to the church.
그래도 오늘 말씀을 여러분들이 잘 붙잡아야 되겠습니다.
But still today you must hold firm to God's word.
2년 만에 울산에 왔습니다.
I came to Ulsan in about 2 years now.
사실은 전국 세계 같이 예배하고 있습니다.
And we have the entire nation and the world giving worship with us.
제가 부대에서 훈련을 받고 있는데 저를 불러서 갔습니다.
And so one time somebody in the training called me.
오늘부터 행정실에 근무를 하라는 겁니다.
And they told me to work in the administrative office.
제가 맡은 주 업무는 사령부에서 오고 가고 하는 비밀 문서 담당이었습니다.
And what I was responsible for was to handle and be responsible for all the secret documents.
그 비밀 문서는 그 부대에서는 대장실 안에 있습니다.
And inside of that base, the secret documents are inside the office for the general.
그러니까 아무래도 제가 대장실에 왔다 갔다 많이 하게 되죠.
And so I, because of my work, had to enter that office quite a few.
대장님이 제보고 얘기했어요.
Quite a few times, and that general came to me and said.
제가 누군지를 이제 알고 말씀하신 겁니다.
Knowing who I was, he came to me and said.
나도 옛날에 교회 다녔어.
You know, even for me, when I was a little, you know, long time ago, I went to church.
난 주일학교 교사 총무까지 했어.
I was even the president of the Sunday school teachers.
근데 지금 내가 완전히 무너지고 타락했어요.
But I completely failed. I have come really went up way and strayed.
그런 분들 많으니까요.
And he said that because there are so many people like that.
저는 그분에게 책임 있다고 생각하지 않습니다.
But I do not think that the responsibility is on him.
여러분들이 지금 참 복음이 뭔가 알면 끝나는 겁니다.
If you truly know what the true gospel is, then everything ends.
참 복음을 모르고도 신앙생활 할 수 있습니다. 수준이 높은 사람은 높게 하고 큰 인물은 크게도 합니다.
You can also live this Christian walk of faith not knowing this true gospel. If you have a high level, then you do that in the high level. But if you aren't, you do it the opposite way.
참 복음을 깨닫지 못하면 영적인 생명이 내가 없는 겁니다.
But if you do not realize the true gospel, you do not, you lack true soul.
아무리 아름다워도 이거는 여기 지금 이 장식하는 순간 이거는 이제 생명이 끝난 거거든.
No matter how beautiful these flowers might be, the moment they become, you know, used as these decorative flowers, that's it. Their life has ended.
어린아이가 태어나면 젖을 먹어야지. 막 꿀, 설탕 이런 거 아무리 먹어도 안 됩니다.
When a baby is born, it has to be nursed by its mother. It doesn't matter how much sugar and honey you give to them.
젖먹이가 뭐 목걸이, 반지 이런 거 필요 없습니다. 어머니 젖을 먹어야 돼요.
A newborn baby doesn't need gold necklaces and diamonds. It needs its mother.
그러니까 참 복음을 모르니까 참된 걸 모르게 되는 거예요.
And because you lack to know this true gospel, you lack to know what is true.
물론 막 교회가 많고 종교가 많고 이러면 사회가 조금 안정은 됩니다.
Yes, if there are a lot of churches 그쵸? and whatnot, of course society becomes stable a bit.
그거하고 참 생명하고는 다르잖아요.
But it's different when it comes to true life.
그러니까 이걸 모르니까 이스라엘 나라는 크게 세 번 사건을 당했어요.
And so because Israelites failed to know this, they went through 3 events.
그게 뭡니까?
What are they?
이걸 해석을 못 하는 거예요.
They weren't able to interpret this.
어떻게 되었습니까?
So what did they do?
애굽의 노예로 갔잖아요.
They went as slaves to Egypt.
또 바벨론의 포로 되었잖아요.
They were captives to Babylon.
또 로마에 속국됐잖아요.
And they were captives to Rome.
이걸 이제 성경 얘기거든요.
Now, these are the words
실제 있었던 일입니다.
And it was realistically happening.
거기서 해방돼 나오는 얘기입니다.
And these are the stories of them being freed from that.
근데 참 복음을 모르니까 이걸 해석을 못 하는 거예요.
But because they lacked to know the true gospel, they weren't able to interpret it.
저의 걱정은 하나밖에 없습니다. 저는 아무 걱정 없거든요. 하나밖에 없습니다.
So I only have one worry. I don't worry about anything else except for this.
교회 다니는 분들과 일꾼들이 참 복음을 모르고 못 누린다는 데서 안타까운.
I have this frustrated heart when people of God who goes to church and works in the church lacks to know this gospel.
더 놀라운 거 그런 교회가 대부분입니다.
Now what's more astounding is that there are so many churches like this.
그 말 했다고 이제 한국 교회가 내 공격을 했죠.
But of course, because I said these words, the Korean churches attacked me.
공격할 만해요. 제가
sure
그랬으니까.
I said these words, so I actually should be.
한국에 나를 공격한 게 뭐냐? 니만 복음이냐고 이래 나왔어요.
And the Korean churches came to me and attacked me, saying, "Are you the only one with the gospel?"
그 너 교회만 구원이냐?
Then is it only salvation at your church?
그 우린 다 틀리고 니만 진리냐 이렇게 나왔다니까.
Then are we all incorrect? Then your church is the only one that speaks truth?
제가 얘기한 게 그게 아니잖아요.
But I wasn't speaking of that.
예, 참 복음 누리면 사실은 끝나는 거거든요.
If you truly really enjoy this true gospel, everything is over.
일단 보는 눈이 달라져.
First of all, the way you perceive things is different.
애굽 얘기해 볼까요?
Let's talk about Egypt.
애굽이 지금 이집트입니다.
Now, Egypt.
한때 완전히 막 다 망했어요. 지금 조금 이제 중동에서 뭐 기름 때문에 좀 살고 그 정도밖에 안 돼요.
At one point they had completely fallen. Now they have risen a little bit more because of oil.
저기 세계로 움직였다니까요.
But back in the days they completely.
근데 그게
the
움직인
world.
게 아닙니다.
But it's not really moving the world.
애굽 왕이 너무 불안해가지고요. 세계를 잡아먹지 않으면 우리가 죽는다라고 생각했어요.
The Egyptian king was so anxious that he thought that they were going to die if they didn't take over the world. But how is it today?
아니 모양이 다를 뿐이지 같잖아요.
It's all in a different shape, but it's actually the same thing.
우리가 힘을 기르지 않으면 저거 아수르가 쳐들어올 거야.
Oh, if we don't muster up our faith, then the Azores they're going to come and attack us.
아람 나라 올지도 몰라.
Or the Arab people will come and attack us.
이래가지고 많은 나라를 죽이고 잡아가고. 이게 애굽입니다.
And because of that fear, they went and attacked and killed and took captives of so many nations.
애굽 어떻게 됐죠?
But what happened?
망해버린 겁니다.
They completely
성경에
failed.
망한다고 예언되었고요. 망했어요.
And it was prophesied in the Bible that they would fall, and they did fall.
그러면 그 뒤 이스라엘은 아직도 모르니까.
Now, because Israel still didn't understand.
참 복음을 모르니까 이 뭔지 해석을 못하니까 또 바벨론에 포로된 겁니다.
They lacked to know what the true gospel was. They didn't even interpret it well, so they were again took captives to Babylon.
똑같은 모양으로 바벨론이 전 세계를요 사람들을 강제로 잡아다 노예하고 포로하고 이렇게.
In the same 똑같이. way, in the same form, the Babylonians they took the countries captives, took them as slaves.
바벨론 왕은 불안해가지고요. 어마어마한 우상 신전을 만들고 술잔치 하다가 벽에 거리 나오고 이랬잖아요.
So think about it. The king of Babylon was so anxious that he built up a great shrine of false idols and that he even had a banquet where he saw writings on his wall.
근데 이제 이게 복음을 모르니까 영적인 눈이 없으니까 와 대단한 나라 이렇게 이해합니다.
And because he didn't know the gospel and because people don't know the gospel they cannot see the spiritual things they think
was
a great country but they
바벨론 지금 어디입니까?
Now where is Babylon?
이라크 아닙니까?
Babylon today is
Iraq. 아무 힘도 없어요.
They don't even have a name right now.
많은 지구상의 재앙을 만들어 놓고 갔어요.
They went after leaving behind so much disaster in the world.
역사가 막 돌아가냐? 근데 때 바사가 와서 무너뜨려 버려요.
And so we see that as history went on, then they were completely fallen by another.
이 바사가 또 막 장악을 했어.
And so we see the Bashar that came and they tried to seize the world.
똑같은 일을 포로로 잡아가 이렇게 했잖아요.
Taking people captives and slaves again in the same form.
그때 나온 인물이 에스더 아닙니까?
And at that time we see the individual Esther.
그러면 바사는 지금 어느 나라입니까?
Then what country is that today?
페르시아.
It's
어디입니까?
Persia. Where is that?
그 이란 아닙니까?
It's over there in Iran.
우리 아버지가 축구했던 그 나라.
Oh, that country that we actually had a soccer match with.
그 사람들 한 골 넣으면 축구 안 해요. 자고 이래요. 막 운동을.
You know, if you put one goal in that country, they completely go crazy.
그 다음 어떻게 되었습니까?
Then what happened?
로마에 속국됐잖아요.
They became colonized by Rome.
그럼 이 로마는 어떻게 됐어요?
What happened to Rome?
똑같이 불안해가지고요. 왕이 불안한 거예요. 그것도 왕이 법이잖아. 왕이 불안하면 전 세계를 장악하는 거예요.
In the same way, the king at that time was so anxious. What does he do? He goes and he tries to conquer the world.
복음을 모르니까 이해를 못하는 거예요.
He couldn't understand because he lacked to know.
그때 당시 최고 이제 이 문제를 일으키던 네로를.
And so the person that brought up the greatest problem at that time was Nero.
그 사람 처음엔 정신 잘했어요.
No, at first Nero did such great job.
불안한 거예요.
Politically, but he became anxious.
행복하질 않아요.
He couldn't be happy.
아니 누가 이게 나를 죽일까?
Oh, is somebody going to come and attack me?
이러니까 전에 왕 아들 하나 있어요.
And so before there was a son of a previous king.
불안하니까 어떡합니까? 독살합니다.
And because he was so anxious about his position, he goes and kills him.
잔치에 불러가지고 독약 넣어서 죽입니다.
He kills him by poisoning his food and drinks at a party.
그러니까 말하자면 막 그 저 자기 어머니가 자꾸 간섭하니까 어머니 죽입니다.
And then later on, his mother continued to nag him, so again he goes and murders his mother.
그러니까 막 사람들이 막 막 굶는 소리 할 거 아닙니까?
And so I'm sure there were a lot of words and sounds of the people.
그 소리 하는 사람 중에 이게 유명한 이? 스페인의 그 자기 지도자 죽입니다.
And then later on, amongst them, there was a very famous, well-known leader that he goes and kills. He completely went crazy.
나중에 로마 불지릅니다.
Later on, he goes and brings fire upon all of Rome.
그 기독교인이 불질렀다 이렇게 얘기하고요.
And they say, oh, there was a Christian who brought fire.
결국 자살합니다.
And later on, he ultimately committed suicide. That's Nero.
그 로마 역사에 기독교를 가장 어렵게 믿는 사람이에요.
And so he is the one who actually made the Christians fall so much and attack them the most.
이게 왜 이러냐 이 말이에요.
But why does this continue to happen? 네,
복음을 모르니까.
Because they
해석을
not 못하는
거예요.
They're not able to interpret it correctly.
오늘 블레셋 나라는 어떤 나라냐?
Then today, what country is the Philistines?
사무엘 이전에 14명의 사사가 있었는데 당하지를 못했어요.
Before Samuel, there were 14 previous judges, and they could not overcome him.
이 원래는 블레셋 나라가요 원주민을 멸망시키고 들어온 나라입니다.
And so the Philistines actually were people who overtook the original people of the nation.
지중해 옆에 그 팔레스틴 그쪽 편에 이렇게 쳐들어왔어요.
And they went and come and attacked that the Palestine.
강력한 해양 민족을 만들고 다섯 그 큰 성읍을 장악했습니다.
They became a very very strong army and they raised up a fortified city.
그게 가사, 아스돗 이런 이름들 나오죠.
And we see these people that like Ashdod.
아스글론 뭐 에글론 이런 이름들 나옵니다.
Like Eglon and all these names that we see in the passage.
그 중에 여러분이 다 잘 아는 골리앗의 고향 가드 이렇게 나옵니다.
And then we also see the hometown of Goliath that you know very much.
그 유명한 골리앗이 그 블레셋 사람입니다.
And so that famous Goliath was actually
그 사람이 가드 지방 사람이에요.
And he is from Kroth.
이렇게 다섯 개 큰 성을 만들고 있어요.
And so these people they made these great cities.
그 정도가 아니었어요.
And it's not to just that extent.
어마어마한 그 블레셋 사람을 묶는 3대 신을 모시고 있어요.
And they were believing in a god for 3 generations in this country.
그게 다곤 신이에요.
That is the god of Dagon.
그다음에 아스타롯.
And then Ashtaroth.
바알세부.
And then Baal.
이런 어마어마한 신이에요.
These are true these very big gods.
그 이스라엘을 계속 공격해 온 거예요.
And these countries continue to attack
Israel. 왜 왔냐면은 너희들을 우리가 정복하겠다 이 뜻도 있지만 너희들을 정복하지 않으면 안 된다고 생각해요.
Now it's not just simply oh we have to conquer over you, but it was that they had to conquer over them or they could not.
착각을 한 거죠.
And so it was their misconception.
마치 옛날에 일본이 한국 먹어야 저리 중국을 갈 수 있다라고 생각하는 거예요.
It was that misconception that thinking a long time ago the Japanese people had to colonize South Korea in order to overtake China.
그러면 중성심을 가진 거예요.
And so they did it with
착각이지.
all this heart.
그리고 우리가 이게 섬에 있으면 죽어.
And they thought, oh, if we just
land here,
then we're gonna die. So we have to go stronger against.
그럼 막 불안감 생기니까 막 전시 신전 만들고 이렇게.
And so because they're so anxious, they built up all these shrines and false gods. It's the same thing.
이게 블레셋에게 출애굽에 나올 때도 방해했잖아요.
Now the Philistines, even when the Israelites coming out of Exodus, they went and attacked them.
가나안 정복에 들어올 때도. 방해했어요.
And even when they went to conquer the land of Canaan, they came to attack them.
여러분 아시다시피 14명의 사사 시대 때 계속 약탈 공격에 들어온 게 블레셋이에요.
And just as you already know, throughout the generations of the 14 judges, the ones who continued to came to attack these people were the Philistines.
여러분 아시다시피
just as you know,
이스라엘의 초대 왕 사울 누구에게 죽습니까?
The very first king of the Israelites, King Saul, who does he die from?
블레셋이 쳐들어와서 죽이잖아요.
He dies because of the attack of the Philistines.
이게 블레셋입니다.
Now that's who the Philistines were.
그냥 죽인 게 아니요.
They didn't just come and simply kill him.
사울 목 잘랐어요.
They beheaded King Saul.
아니 그 사울 왕을 그 이스라엘 초대 왕인데 그 목을 잘랐다니까요.
And so King Saul was the very first king of the Israelites and they went and beheaded him.
실제 역사 얘기입니다.
And we see this in history.
그리고 그 정도가 아닙니다.
And it's not just to that extent.
이 사울을 성벽에 붙였어요.
They took King Saul's body and placed him on the
시체를.
walls.
His 성벽에 붙여놓고는 온데 못 박았어요.
They hung parts of his body on the walls of the city.
뭐 말입니까?
What does that imply?
이스라엘과 전 세계는 이 사실을 보라 이거죠.
It's saying all this fact, the whole world and the Israelites see what we
have done. 이게 우리 블레셋이야.
This is who we are, the
Philistines. 말은 들으면 죽는 줄 알아.
If you come and try to attack us, you're going to die too, like this.
우리 계속 괴롭히는 거예요.
And so continuously they came and attacked.
근데 알고 보면요, 이 왕들이 굉장히 불안한 거예요.
If you look very carefully, we see that these kings are so anxious.
여러분 바벨론이 이스라엘 잡아갈 때 어떻게 했어요? 마지막 왕, 그 시드기야 왕.
And then King Hezekiah in the very end, the Babylonians. What did they do when they took hold of the Israelites?
자기만 안 된다고 불안해가지고 눈알 뽑았잖아요.
He was so this 왕을. King was so anxious that he went.
역사에 그렇다는 게 무슨 일이 날지 몰라.
He took the king, gouged out his eyes, and dragged him. We don't know what would happen.
그러고는 이 시드기야 왕을 눈을 그냥 뽑은 게 아니고 재생 가능성이 없도록.
And so this King Hezekiah, what did he do? They didn't just simply gouge out his eyes. They burnt his eyes so that they could never restore his sight again.
자기 말 안 듣는다고.
Just because he wasn't listening to this king.
이래가지고는 바벨론까지 가는 데는 이천리 길이 넘어 그리로요. 끌고 간 거예요. 말에다
And so as they took him to their country, which was miles and miles away, they dragged him by a horse.
예, 그냥 끌고 간 게 아니고 다리 두 개에다가 쇠고랑 채워.
And so they didn't just simply drag him. They placed chains on his legs.
전 이스라엘과 세계는 보라 이거죠.
And they were saying simply, the Israelites and the world, see what we can
do. 우리 말 안 들으면 이렇게 되는 거야.
This is what happens if you disobey what we say.
바벨론 그럼 망했습니다.
And so Babylon,
이게 불안한 거예요.
이게. At the end, they completely failed, but they were so anxious.
정확하게. 이걸 본 인물이 나온 거예요.
There was an individual who accurately saw this.
그 사람이 사무엘이요.
That was Samuel.
이게요. 에베소 6장 12절을 보면 이렇게 기록되어 있죠.
In Ephesians chapter 6, 12 it says
우리의 싸움은 인간과 육신 싸움이 아니고 사단과의 싸움이다 그랬죠.
It says that our fight is not against flesh and blood but against the devil.
이 사단은 네 가지를 한다고 하잖아요.
It says, and this Satan, this devil, does four things.
네, 정사와.
He works against the.
아니, 사단은 애굽을 그렇게 만들어 버리니까.
And that's what he does against Egypt.
왕이 어쩔 수 없어, 그걸 만들어 버리겠지.
The king had no choice but to act that way.
근세와. 그렇죠.
And then with authority and power.
이제 근세자들.
And so all the people in power.
또 두 개 남았잖아요.
And then two more is left.
어둠의 세상 주관자들.
And then those who are in the presence
범죄자들이죠.
of darkness. Those who commit crimes.
범죄가 조직도 있고 어떤은 범죄 나라도 있고 그렇습니다. 막 살이 나오고 범죄가.
You know, there are crime organizations or crime nations who always go and commit these crimes.
또 하나 뭡니까?
And then what else?
하늘에는 악의 영들에 대합니다.
And then also the spiritual forces of
이상한 종교 단체를 만들어 사람을 막 이상하게 만드는. 그 사단이 하는 짓이에요.
Building up organizations, religions of cults or heresies and making people go into crazy.
이걸 아는 인물이 나와서.
So an individual who knew of this. Finally arose.
그래서요 아무 힘 없는 자인데 세상을 바꿨어요.
He had no strength at all, and yet he was able to change the world.
쉽게 말하면 복음 아는 자가 나왔다.
Simply put, a man who knew the gospel.
복음 아는 간단합니다.
So if you know the gospel, that's it. So he's simple.
블레셋이 문제가 아니라.
And so the problem isn't the Philistines.
이 블레셋 사람과 전 세계 왕들을 불안하게 만드는 사단의 역사를 알아낸 거예요.
He knew the power and the work of the forces of darkness that makes these kings so anxious.
더 큰 문제는 블레셋이 아니라 우리가 문제다.
And the problem, the bigger problem isn't the Philistines, but it's actually us.
이 깨달은 인물이 나온 겁니다.
And there was an individual who actually realized this.
여러분 참 복음 깨달아 버리면 사실은 싸우지 않고 이깁니다.
And so if you truly understand and realize the true gospel, then
without
fighting, you can
win.
So Samuel won without fighting.
오늘 제가 2년 만에 왔는데 또 우리 시장님 예, 참석을 하셨어요.
I came to Ulsan for the first time in 2 years, and our mayor of Ulsan has actually.
뭐 제가 알기로는 굉장히 중요한 분으로 알고 있거든요.
Is here with us today, and he is a very important individual.
예, 굉장히 사무엘 같은 이런 축복을 받으면 우리나라에 큰 영향을 줄 수 있는 분으로 제가 알고 있거든요.
And I know that he's an individual who has the strength. If he is like Samuel, that he can really bring great strength upon this country.
자, 이 사무엘이 뭡니까?
Then who is this Samuel?
다른 사람이 한 번도 깨닫지 못한 정확한 언약을 딱 잡은 거예요.
He held on to the accurate covenant that nobody else realized. This is important.
이유를 알았으니까.
So he knew
왜 블레셋이 저러는지 이유를 알았다니까요.
He knew the reasons why the Philistines were acting this way.
본인들도 모르고 막 해요.
But they do it and act upon it without even
them themselves knowing. 일본 보고 늘 얘기하잖아요.
And so he goes and says.
신사하면 우상 숭배하면요. 정신병 엄청 많이 나와요.
When you go and serve and do idolatry to solve false idols, then all these spiritual
comes. 하지 말라고 돼 있어요.
And in the Bible, it tells you not to do it.
성경에만 하지 말라고 돼.
And only in the Bible does it say not to do it.
그리고 성경이 하나님 말씀 다른 책에 다 하라 돼 있어.
And so everywhere else other than God's word, it says to do it.
그리고 내가 일본 자꾸 매서 네 얘기해 주잖아요.
And so I keep saying this during our messages.
듣든 안 듣든 사실이니까.
Whether you know it or not, or you listen to it or not, because this is a fact.
지금까지 한 번도 깨닫지 못했는데 얼마나 세월이깁니까? 1대 44부터 14대까지. 몰랐으니까요.
So think about it. Until now, nobody really realized it from the first generation of judges to the very 14th judge.
그 처음으로 이제 정확한 언약을 잡은 그 사람이 사무엘이에요.
And finally, someone finally understood this accurate gospel, and that
어떤 언약을 깨달았습니까?
What covenant did he realize?
나시린.
The Nazarite.
나시린이 뭡니까?
Then what is the Nazarite?
영적인 걸 알고 힘을 가지고 복음 아는. 지도자.
It is a leader who knew the spiritual things, who realized the true gospel.
그러니까 하나님이 사무엘에게 일어날 환상을 보여주면서 사무엘의 말이 한마디도 땅에 떨어지지 않았다.
So God gives prophecies to Samuel for him to see ahead of time, and it says that not a single word of Samuel fell to the ground.
그 사람이 오늘 백성들을 전부 모아놓고 기도회를 한 겁니다. 이게 미스바 운동이에요.
That individual gathered all the people together, and that is what we call the Mizpah movement.
오늘 미스바 운동이에요.
The Mizpah movement.
여러분, 교회 건축도 있고 많은 게 있죠. 걱정하지 마시고 참 복음 전할 교회면. 하나님은 쏟아붓게 돼 있습니다.
I'm sure that you're all worried because
그렇죠.
of the church constructions. You have so much on your mind, but do not worry because if you are a church that truly shares the true gospel, then God will fulfill all things.
내가 목사이기 때문에 목사 양심으로 이야기합니다. 목사가 참 복음 말고 다른 거 전하면 안 돼요. 그 목사는 없어져야 되는 거예요.
And so because I'm a pastor, 그렇죠. I say this. If this pastor does everything else other than the true gospel, then he should not exist.
교회 많이 있습니다.
There's so many churches.
저렇게 많아야 됩니까?
But should we have so many?
밤에 비행기 상으로 해도 십자가 빨갛고 꽉 찼습니다.
Go on the plane at night time. You see all these red
crosses. 우리나라 천국입니까?
No, right now it's like heaven here.
참 복음 모르는 교회는 있을 필요가 없어요.
There is no reason for a church
그렇죠?
to exist if the true gospel is not being shared.
정말입니다.
I'm truly saying this.
참 복음을 안다면 여러분의 모든 것을 하나님은 책임지실 거예요.
However, if you truly know the gospel, the true gospel, then God will fulfill all things, so you don't have to worry about a thing.
저는 애초부터 걱정 안 해서 저는 33년 시작할 때.
So for the very beginning, I didn't even worry about a thing. Even 30 years ago, when I first started.
아, 전 세계적으로 복음화 될 거라고 난 믿었어요.
And I believe that the world evangelization would take place because I knew
this. 참 복음이면.
Because if it's the true gospel,
참 복음이면 세계로 전달되게 돼 있잖아요.
Why? Because if it's the true gospel, then it will be shared and conveyed throughout the world.
처음으로 깨달은 사람이라.
But this individual was the first person to realize this.
두 번째입니다.
The second thing.
그러니까 참된 기도가 시작되는데 처음 있는 일이라.
True prayer started to take place, and this is the first time.
나와 우리의 잘못을 깨닫고 기도하기 시작한 겁니다.
They started to pray, realizing the wrongdoings of themselves.
블레셋이 나쁜 나라다 아무리 말해도 소용없어요.
They knew that no matter how much you say that it was the Philistines that were a bad country, there's no use for that.
그래서 미스바에 모인 기도 운동을 한 거예요.
And so they started the prayer movement at the Mizpah movement.
그게 5절이지요. 5절 기록돼
있어요. That is verse 5.
중요합니다.
It's very important.
여러분이 언약을 알고 모이면 미스바 운동이 일어나는 겁니다.
If you gather knowing the covenant, then that becomes a Mizpah movement.
여러분 울산에서 말이죠. 정말 언약 가진 자들이 모여 기도한다. 역사 일어나는 거예요.
If people with the covenant truly gathers together in Ulsan and prays, then truly God's work will arise.
걱정하지 마세요.
Do not worry.
나는 많은 사람 볼 때 일이 문제야. 저 사람 참 복음이 아니야. 그게 문제예요.
When I look at people, it's not this or that that's a problem. It's the fact that they do not know the true gospel.
왜냐?
Why?
참 복음이 아니면 사단은 공격을 하게 돼 있습니다.
If it's not the true gospel, then Satan will attack.
이 사단은 십자가 그리스도 이 단어가 세상 사람 보기 우스울지 몰라도 그것 말고는 겁을 내잖아요.
By because to the people of the world, the cross Christ might seem very trivial and nothing, but to Satan, it is the most fearsome, fearing words.
사단은 여러분과 중요한 분들과 나라에 저주를 갖다 주려고 하는 게 사단이 하는 짓이에요.
Satan's work is to bring judgment and disasters upon your people.
그래서 성경에 하나님의 아들이 오신 것은 마귀의 일을 멸하려 하심이니라.
And that's why it says that the Son of God came, and the reason why he came was to destroy the works of the devil.
이 사실을 알고 미스바에 모여든 알고 블레셋이 또 쳐들어온 거. 이 사람들 기가 차죠. 어떻게 알고 쳐들어왔어?
So knowing this truth, they knew that the Israelites had gathered for the Mizpah movement, and again the Philistines come and try to attack them.
이때 10절에 보니까 하나님이 우레를 내려서요 블레셋을 다 꺾은 거예요.
And then we see in verse 10 that the Philistines drew near to attack the to Israel and God thundered with a mighty sound.
하나님의 역사죠.
It was the work of God. 없습니다. There's nothing for us to
worry about. 여러분이 참된 언약을 회복하고 참된 일을 시작한다면 어떤 것도 두려울 필요 없다.
So if you truly restore your covenant, then there's nothing else to worry about.
성경은 이렇게 기록하고 있습니다.
In the Bible, it records.
사무엘이 살아 있는 동안에는 블레셋이 쳐들어오지 못했다.
And it says that during the life of Samuel, the Philistines could not come and attack them.
사무엘이 살아 있는 동안에 이스라엘에 평화가 있었더라.
And then during the days of Samuel, all the days of Samuel, it says that there was peace in their land.
14절입니다.
In verse 14.
특히 여러분과 올바른 교회, 우리 시장님과의 평화가 넘치는 나라, 평화가 넘치는 시. 하나님이 주는 평화, 그게 제일 큰 축복이에요.
So the greatest blessing of God is the peace that God gives upon this church, that God gives upon the mayor, that God gives upon this city.
혹시나 내가 말이요 큰 돈을 가지고 있고 큰 무슨 그걸 가지다 손치더라도 내가 불안하다면 막 이 영적으로 행복하지 못하다면 소용없죠.
Think about it. Even if you have and possess this great wealth and all these possessions, but you do not have peace inside of God, then what's that use?
참 복음 가진 사람이 참된 언약을 깨달으면 하나님이 역사하시게 돼 있다 그 말이야.
But an individual who really knows the true gospel and holds firm to the true covenant, then God will absolutely work.
참 복음 가진 사람이 자꾸 남 핑계 되는 게 아니고 진짜 깨달음 가지고 일을 하면. 올바른 언약으로 시작하면 하나님 역사하시.
If they truly know the gospel and they start anew with the true and accurate covenant, then everything else will come and follow.
맞는데 블레셋 욕 찾고 아무 소용이 없어.
And so, no matter how 그렇죠? much you speak about this person and you accuse this person, and it seems right, then there's no point of that.
세 번째입니다.
The third thing.
참된 복음 가지고 교회다운 교회를 시작해.
With the true gospel, we must build a church-like church.
오늘 뭐라고 했습니까?
What does it say?
모였어요. 회개 운동을.
They gathered together and gave repentance to the Lord.
여호와만 바라보라 그랬죠.
And it says to look only to
the Lord. 이 말이 무슨 말입니까?
What does that mean?
얼른 보면 아니 여호와 바로 이 무슨 말이냐? 하나님의 백성들이 쓸데없는 거 다른 거 자꾸 쳐다보는.
What does it mean to look only to the Lord? It means that His people should not go and hold on to these useless things.
우상 다 제거해라.
They went and discarded all idolatry.
특히 뭐 나왔냐면요, 아스다롯 제거해라. 아스다롯이 이게 뭡니까? 지금 이 블레셋 신이에요.
Especially all the foreign gods and Ashtaroth, which was the god of the Philistines at that time.
그리고 뭡니까?
And then what else?
젖 먹는 양을 드리다고 구절에 돼 있어요.
In verse 9 it says that they gave a nursing lamb to the Lord as a whole sacrifice.
아무도 모르는 비밀이거든. 젖먹는 양이 뭡니까?
So nobody really knows about this. What is a nursing lamb?
애굽에 노예되었을 때 양의 피 바른 날 해방돼 나왔습니다.
When they were coming out of Egypt, they were delivered by the spreading of the blood of the lamb.
굉장히 중요한 말이에요.
These are very important
앞으로
words.
앞으로 십자가의 피 능력으로 흑암을 무너뜨리겠다.
It simplifies that the blood
말이야.
of the cross will completely destroy the works of the devil. It's the same thing.
이걸 딱 깨달은 사람들은 아 이유를 알잖아요. 왜 사람들이 재앙 가운데 저질하고 있는지.
And the people who realize these words, they realize and knew why these people are going crazy, bringing up such disasters upon the other countries.
막 살인도 한다니까.
They go and murder.
자기 손해할 건데도.
Knowing that this is a loss to themselves.
많은 흑암 세력 가운데 사람 잡히기 때문에 그렇습니다.
It's because so many people are caught by the forces of evil.
오늘 제목이 미스바 운동은 여러분 아니까 주역 교회가 되라.
Now you already know the title, but it's the Mizpah movement, but it's the main church.
굉장히 어렵습니까?
For the Mizpah movement.
아닙니다.
So is it just like this?
굉장히 쉬워요.
This is very easy to do.
훌륭한 분들이 다른 거 자꾸 하기 때문에 쉬워요.
Now, renowned people, they do other things, but actually, this is very simple.
제 간증을 여러분 몇 번 들었지 않습니까?
And I've heard my testimonies
a couple times. 집도 없고 교회당도 없을 때 영도도 갔어요.
I went to Yeongdo when I didn't have a house or owned even a sanctuary.
가서 얼마 안 됐는데 내 잘 아는 분이 서울에다 교회당 지어놓고 집도 준비하고 나를 오라는 거예요.
I went to Yeongdo and not a little later, someone that I knew came to me and said, "Oh, I built a church and everything in Seoul. Please come to us."
아 순간 갈 마음도 있었어요.
And that split second, I actually wanted to go. And I could go.
근데 내가 양심이 있잖아요.
But you know, I had a conscience.
아니, 영도 사겠다고 왔는데 좋은 종이 다 가면 되겠습니까?
I already came to Yongdo said that I will do this, but how can I go to Seoul just because it has a better benefit or?
그래서 내가 no 했죠.
So of course I said no.
안 가길 잘했죠.
And I'm sure I was just so glad that I didn't.
안 가면 여러분도 못 만나고 저 서로가 이상한 사람들 만나고 살 건데 말이야.
If not, I would never have met you. I'd have met just all you know, just random people over there.
걱정하지
so,
마세요.
Do not worry about a thing.
서울교회 큰 교회를 탐방해보고 제가 왔어요.
And I went and visited all these great churches of Seoul.
저는 그렇게 안 하기로 했어요.
And I decided that I will not build my church that
way. 교회는 돈을 위한 기업이 아니에요.
A church isn't an organization or a company.
그 기업 놓고 자리 싸움하는 게 교회가 아닙니다.
A building for money or for you know powerful positions.
한국 교회 비판하는 게 아니고 저는 틀렸다고 생각했어요.
I'm not criticizing the Korean churches, but I thought that that was incorrect.
영도에 와서 중재자들 만나고 얘기했습니다.
And so I came to Yeongdo and I gathered my church officers and said,
우리는 성경에 있는 대로 세계 복음해야 된다.
We will do world evangelization just as it says in the Bible.
내가 전도하는 사람이 맞다면 하나님은 교회와 여러분을 축복하실 것이다.
And if I am truly an evangelist,
맞다면,
then God will bless us and our church.
지금은 전 세계 119군데 방송 나갑니다.
Right now we see that the broadcast is going out to 119 locations throughout the world.
많은 렘넌트들이 일어나고 있습니다.
Many remnants are arising right now.
거기에 한복하고 있는 게 우선 지금 이 말로 돼요.
And we see that
그렇죠?
one of the churches
중요합니다.
That's doing such great part of this ministry is the Emmanuel Ursan Church.
우리 장로님들과 우리 강 목사님 사람들이요. 굉장히 이게 중요한 역할을 하고 있어요.
The elders of this church, especially our pastor Kang Sam-ho, he's doing such great, you know,
속지 마세요.
Things in this church. So do not be deceived.
저는 이제 이렇게 말했습니다.
And so I said this.
저는 그런 큰 능력이 없습니다.
I don't
없잖아요,
have
솔직히.
Great power, and I really don't.
큰 배경도 없고 큰 돈이 없습니다.
I don't have great background. I don't have that much money.
사실 없었으니까.
Why? Because honestly,
지금 여러분 있고 지금 배경 있지만 그때는 없었어요.
Back then, I had you. I had all this. You know, I have this now. But back then, I didn't have anything.
더 중요한 거.
And what's more important?
이게 필요한 게 아니다.
It's not that I needed that.
사람들은 실제 죽어가고 있어요.
People are realistically dying.
말은 못하고.
Without ever saying anything.
거짓말해요.
They're lying to themselves.
어떤 사람은 거짓말 하다 자살하고.
Some people they lie and lie again and they commit suicide.
뭐 문제냐? 없어요. 뭐 자기 혼자 그렇게 고생하는 거예요.
You ask them, do you have a problem? They said, no, I don't have anything. They just suffer on their own and they die.
여러분, 뭐 우울증 걸린 사람 뭐 이유가 있어 그렇습니까? 우울한데 어떻게 할 겁니까?
People who are suffering for depression, do they are depressed because they have a stubborn reason? No, they're.
그럼 혼자
like
늘 생각하는 애는 어떻게 하면 죽을까? 그 생각한다니까요.
And they're people. They're always constantly thinking, how can I die?
이런 사람이 너무 많아.
There's so many people like that.
우리 교회가 뭐 해야 될 겁니까?
Then what does our church need to do?
언약 딱 잡으셔야 돼요.
The church truly needs to hold the covenant. 남은 자. They are the ones who remain.
그래서 여러분 여기 둔 겁니다.
And that's why God has left you here.
앞으로 세계 복음화 울산 복음화 가야 되는 순례자.
And then you are the pilgrims to go and do world evangelization and gospelize Ulsan.
사람 말고 흑암을 무릎 꿇게 하는 정복자.
And then the conqueror of not people but bringing Satan to its knees.
붙잡고 가는 겁니다.
That's the covenant that we hold on to and go.
그래서 여러분이 언제든지 하나님의 언약을 정확하게 잡아.
And so no matter what time or what place you are in, you have to accurately hold. 네,
빨리 안 잡아도 돼요. 여러분들이 하나님의 언약을 정확하게 붙잡는 것이 중요해요.
It's not about you quickly holding on to his covenant, but it's that you accurately hold to his covenant.
그 인물이 한나였고 사무엘이었어요.
And the individuals who were able to do that was Hannah and Samuel.
여러분 옛날에 뭐 있었던 일 아시죠?
And you know about this something that happened a long time ago.
중국에 이제 그 인삼을 팔러 간 거예요.
They went 인삼. to China to go and sell ginseng.
우리나라 인삼이 좋으니까 중국 팔러 갔다.
Because the Korean ginseng is so good, they
이 사람은
went
사장이
to China
아니고
it.
직원이에요.
And so he wasn't the president of a company; he was just a worker.
아 중국 갔는데 말이죠. 제가 친구가 이상한 놈 하나 있어. 이게 자꾸요 술집에 가자고 자꾸 이러는 거요.
And this employee, he went up to China. He had his friend that was so strange, saying,
뭐,
"Let's go to this bar and go drink."
중국 가서 또 그럴 수도 있겠지. 가서 이제 뭐 이게 한 거예요. 술 먹고 이러는데 또 뭐지? 얘가 말이야, 돈 다 주고 와서 그랬어. 보고 왔더니 장려집을 가자는 거예요.
And so this friend, of course, they could go and have a drink or not. But later on, this friend said, "Hey, let's go to this prostitute's house."
그래, 망하나 친구가 돈 다 지불했으니까 가자는 거예요.
And the friend said, "Oh no, I already paid for everything, so let's just go. Let's go."
그리고 간 거예요.
And so he went along with his friend.
이 사람에게 얻어걸린 여자가 있을 거 아니에요.
And I'm sure that there was a woman that was possessing to him.
이게 어린 소녀라.
But it was a very young girl.
처음 왔는데 벌벌벌 떨고 울고 있는 거예요.
It was her first time and she was shaking in fear.
그 아버지도 이상한 아버지. 그 딸을 그 팔아서.
And I'm, the child's father was also very strange, but he sold her off to this place.
하필이면 그 아이 그건 첫날이야.
And you know, by coincidence, that was her very first.
내가 불안해 죽는 거요.
And she was just shaking in fear.
그래 이 사람이요. 얼마에 팔려왔나 물어봤어.
And so this employee asked this child, "How much were you sold here for?"
액수가 꽤 커.
And it was a very large amount of money.
그래가지고 이 사람이 인삼 팔아가지고 인 돈 자기 돈도 아닌데 그걸 주고 얘를 돌려보낸 거야.
And so what happened was the money that he gained from selling the Korean ginseng, it was not even his money, but he took that and he sold her off.
너무 살 것 같아가지고 나와가지고 도망을 가가지고 큰 부잣집에 식모로 들어간 거야.
He bought her back and let her go free, and she was actually placed in a very affluent house as a housemaid.
그러면 이 아이는 행복한 거예요.
But even with just that, this child was so happy to be free.
너무 괜찮은 아이라.
But it was such a great issue. She was a very good child.
중국에 모르고 갔는데 중국에 최고가는 부잣집.
And so she didn't know of this, but she went to the most affluent, most richest family in China.
거기서 자기는 밥만 먹는 게 더 감사해. 열심히.
And so she was even grateful to be fed, and so she worked very diligently.
어느 날 그 병든 사모님이 자기를 부르더래요.
One day, the wife of that family who was very sick called her in.
아무래도 내가 이제 부탁을 하나 해야 되겠다.
She says, "You know, I think I have to ask for a favor."
그래, 그 부탁이 뭐냐?
And she said, "Of course, what's
your favor?" 너는 볼수록 괜찮은 아이다.
You know, the more that I see, you're such a good individual.
나는 지금 병들어서 얼마 살지 못한다.
I'm sick and I don't have much days left.
그러니까 남편은 허락했으니까 남편을 네가 모시라.
My husband has also allowed this, so I want you to take my place.
쉽게 말하면 결혼해라 이거예요.
So basically saying she wanted her to get married to her husband.
그 결혼한 거예요.
And so she did wed her husband.
알고 봤더니 이 남편이 중국을 움직이는 재벌이라.
Later on, she realized that he was a huge conglomerate that was moving China at the time.
이때 이제 아줌마가 된 이 소녀가요. 약속이 기억나는 거예요.
That young child who became a middle-aged woman by that time, she realized
something. 자기를 살려준 그 한국 사람.
That Korean man who saved her a long time ago.
아무 조건 없이 이 사람은 그 돈 때문에요. 회사하고 목 잘렸다니까 네 거짓말한다. 어디 돈을 없애고 가지고 이래 가지고 시골로 가시더니.
And so she later learned that the man who sold you know bought her off with all that money, he was actually fired from his company.
어찌 그 소녀가 그 사람 이름을 잊어버리겠습니까? 안 잊어버리지.
So think about it. How can this young child forget this man's name? She'll
never forget it. 남편에게 얘기해가지고 찾아온 거야.
She told her husband, and they found this man.
도와주겠다 이래 된 거예요.
And said, "We want to help you."
그냥 도와주냐? 당신하고 우리 사업하자.
Not simply just help you, but I want to do business with you.
당신은 믿을만한 한국 사람이야.
And you're a very faithful Korean man.
우리 한국 초대 재벌 임상옥 씨입니다.
That is the very first conglomerate of Korea, 임상옥.
실제 스토리입니다.
And this is a very true story.
사람의 약속도요. 이래 정확하게 잡으면 이루어집니다.
Even the promises of man, even if you just keep it thoroughly, then it becomes.
우리가 하나님의 약속을 정확하게 잡았다.
But let's say we held accurately to the promises of God.
그때부터 역사는 시작.
Then works will be fulfilled.
오늘 전국 세계인 우리 가족들 참 복음의 언약이 뭐냐 질문하시면 됩니다.
So all the family throughout this nation and the world, today you must ask yourself, what is this true covenant, this gospel?
그러면 참 교회 응답 받을 겁니다.
Then you'll receive the answers of the true church.
이번 주간에 그 은혜가 넘치기를 주 예수 이름으로 축복합니다.
I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ that this
기도하겠습니다.
Answer will be overfilled in your
heart. 하나님 감사드립니다.
God, we thank you.
전국 세계인 우리 가족들이 오늘 정확한 언약을 바라보는 시작이 되게 하옵시며.
May all the family members in this nation and throughout the world have the beginning to hold accurately to your covenant.
특히 우리 한국을 축복해 주옵소서.
May you specifically bless our nation, Korea.
오늘 함께한 우리 시장님 하나님이 두 손 들어 축복해 주옵소서.
And may you raise up your two arms and bless our mayor at this time.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.